flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One of the reasons that I couldn't wait for October was because I wanted to have another job fair. Last year, I did something that hadn't been done in Minnesota before. I held a job fair for adults with autism. The unemployment rate among autistic adults is staggering. And they are some of the most capable, most on time, most structured, most disciplined employees that you will ever have. But sadly, because they don't make eye contact in an interview or don't shake your hand or may want to Zoom instead of a face to face, the HR people count them out before they even get a chance to get their foot in the door. So I had Hy-Vee and Bremer Bank and Metro Transit and Minneapolis Police Department and University of Minnesota healthcare system and a couple of others. And we all got into a space, and I invited all the autistic parents I knew who have autistic children in my community, and they all came, and everybody wanted to work at Bremer Bank because Bremer Bank and Metro Transit, that's where there was the most interest, because Metro Transit was hiring for mechanics. And everyone knows that adults and children with autism love fixing and putting together things and taking them down and breaking them apart and putting them back together. So they got a lot of interest in Bremer Bank. Because some people with autism, like my son Daniel, they're very, very good with numbers. And so they can put charts and graphs together. They can add and subtract anything. And so they wanted to go work at a bank. But here was a problem. They didn't have the training. Not that they couldn't do the job, but they didn't have the training they needed to get the job. So there weren't as many people hired on the spot as I thought there would have been. But, you know, it's my first time doing this. I'm not an HR professional. I'm just a mama with a mouth on a mission, trying to make life better for kids like mine who have autism. And so I was like, how are they going to get trained so they can go work at a bank, so they can do something they love, like work with numbers? And so I'm looking around just trying to think, you know, I don't know how to train people. I don't, you know, what can we do? How can we make sure that they get the skill set that they need so that they can walk back up into a job fair or walk into Bremer Bank and say, hey, I want to be a teller. Hey, I'm not an accountant, but I'd love to, you know, help people as they come into the bank. I'd love to work the drive through. What can they do? Right. I'd love to be a customer service rep on the phone because I can't do face to face. I'm great with numbers. And so I looked around and I found Summit Academy OIC. Now, this is a school in North Minneapolis, and they're traditionally known for construction. right? All the stories that I've seen about them talk about the construction and you know, the work that they do to, you know, just get people certified and qualified to be builders and to be electricians. Well, turns out they got a financial services component. Yes, they train people how to work in financial services, like at a bank or at a financial lending institution or an organization that helps people with their finances. Oh my God, I had no idea. It's a 20-week course at no cost to the family. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? Instead of having a job fair this year, I am going to partner with Summit Academy. And we're going to do an open house. So on October 17th from 3 to 5, if you have an adult with autism who loves working with numbers and wants to work at a bank, but who is not able to do so right now because they don't have the training that they need, meet me over there at their facility from 3 to 5 on Thursday. I will be there. I will greet you with open arms. It is a safe space for adults with autism. We'll have some fidgets. We'll have some quiet rooms. But I want to make sure I'm setting people up for success. And I'm not saying the job fair that I had last year was not successful, but I didn't see enough people getting hired on the spot like I thought they would. But that is because they did not have the training that they needed in financial services so that they could get the job and then do it successfully. So we're going to fix that this year. Again, instead of having a job fair, I want you to meet me at Summit Academy OIC on this Thursday from 3 to 5. If you have an adult child with autism, or you're caring for someone or loving someone or helping someone who has autism, bring them down. It's at 935 Olson Memorial Highway in Minneapolis. It's Summit Academy OIC. It's their main campus. And again, they have this 20-week program for financial services. October is Disability Employment Awareness Month. And so we have to do whatever we can to make sure adults with disabilities have the training, the tools, the education, and the resources they need so that they can get a job and keep it. And so I love this program. Again, it is 20 weeks. It's no cost to the families. I think it's all day, like 8 to 3, 8 to 4, and giving those adults with autism the tools that they need. So if you are a counselor or a teacher in a high school and you have autistic teenagers, 18 years old, 19 years old, 20 years old, 21 years old, because, you know, they can stay in the school a little bit longer when they have special needs, tell them about this. Tell the parents. If you need me to send you a flyer, feel free to reach out. You can find me on every social media platform, and I always answer DMs. So that you can get this information to them, because this could be a game changer for somebody. This could be just exactly what they need so that they can get 20 weeks of training and then go back to that bank, whether it is Bremer or Wells or wherever, and say, you know what? I'm an autistic adult. If you decide you want to make that information known, it's up to you. But you know what? Here's my resume. And I'm great with numbers, and I show up on time, and I don't miss work, and I am faithful, and I am reliable, and I can do the job. And another thing that, you know, they were telling me about before, you know, we created this partnership, was that they help you find your work. Like, once you finish the 20-week program, they're going to do their best to help you find a job. And that's all adults with autism want, is an opportunity. I saw that last year when I had my job fair. You know, I'll never forget the parents who came. First of all, I was overwhelmed that 450 people showed up. And the parents that came blew me away, because I remember them I wouldn't let the parents go in the room where they were doing the job fairs. I was like, y'all stay out here with me. Let them go in. It's okay. It's a safe space. We got fidgets. If they want to flap, you know, if they start squealing, it's okay. Just let them go. You stay over here by me. And so the parents who were crying, because this was for some of them the first time that their children had talked to somebody that they didn't already know, the first time that they'd sat in on a job interview, the first time that they gave their resume to somebody, the first time that they got dressed up in big boy, big girl clothes and presented themselves to a potential employer. And I didn't realize what an impact this event would have on those families, but the confidence that they had when they left there, the pride that their parents had in them for going through with it. You know, I saw a lot of cars drive up and I saw some of them cars nobody ever got out and they drove away. And some of the parents called back later and we made those phone numbers and names and email addresses available so we could do virtual interviews. We also had some rooms set up in the back with computers so that people could use those and apply and do whatever they needed to do if the face-to-face was overwhelming. But I want to make sure that when I ask autistic adults to apply for a job, I want to make sure they have everything they need so that they can be successful. So again, if you are a counselor at a school, it is going to be MEA weekend. So I'm counting on y'all to tell these adults on Monday and Tuesday, hey, listen, I was checking out WCCO radio. I was listening to Shaletta. She's an autism mom and advocate. And she's partnering with a school. They have some financial services classes. You are great with math, and you've already said you wanted to work at a bank, but you got to get some training first. She Thursday from 3 to 5 at Summit Academy OIC at 935 Olson Memorial Highway in Minneapolis. She's going to be there. She is inviting autistic adults and their families to come and be a part of this. You can find more information on the Autism Society of Minnesota's website. That's awesomeausm.org, right there on their events page. In the information you need to make sure that any adult with autism who is looking for a job, who is good with numbers, who wants to go work at a bank but doesn't have the skill set or training they need to be successful on the job, this is the opportunity for them. And I'm so grateful to Summit Academy for their partnership. So grateful for the Autism Society of Minnesota. We're just trying to make it better. You know, my kids who have autism right now are 12, 11, and 9. But at some point, they're going to be 21, 20, and 19. And I want to make sure that they have every opportunity to be successful, to earn a living, to get a wage, to pay their taxes, to buy a house. I want to do what I can now so that 10 years from now, this won't be their hurdle. This won't be their issue. This won't be their dilemma. And I need your help in that. Because there's somebody out there right now who could use this information. And so,
hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's up to you to share it with them.